Christ Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. You can dial us now while you still can at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
How you holding up? You doing okay, Griff?
Man,
sound? Sound okay. Well,
no,
because you're sick.
Oh, cold. That doesn't stop me. Just makes me sound more manly.
Oh, and that's very important because
yeah, right,
we know how
age.
Important that is to you.
Yeah, I'm still
that could
I'm
change
still
your
virile.
Whole life.
Yeah, and I don't think so.
Forrest from Lakewood, Washington, known as Hulk Caller 1 on eBay. Hey, Forrest, welcome back. What's your question or comment?
Well, I got two. Number one is, where do you find a quarterly coupon? I did not get an email this time around.
Sure. I can tell you right now. So if you go to my eBay, and you can also go to Seller Hub. Both of these ways work. In fact, you can go. I'm assuming you have Seller Hub. You can
yeah.
go. You can go there as well. So either my eBay account and then manage my store, or Seller Hub, and on the summary page, you can find in the bottom the link to manage my store. So either way will take you there. And then once you get there, what you're looking for, I guess they don't have that link there anymore. So Seller Hub, we'll go to Seller Hub, scroll down, and under Selling Tools, there's a link to Manage My Store. When you're on the Manage My Store page, you'll notice over on the left under Store Management, Store Design, there is a link at the bottom that says Subscriber Discounts. If you click subscriber discounts, you'll notice that the first box, it says eBay shipping supplies. And if you click see details, your code will appear.
Okay. All right. I'll try that. See what happens.
Yeah,
I kind of lost you there. So I'll dig into it later. And see
oh, wait a minute. If you lost him, what part didn't you hear? Wait a minute.
We want to make sure.
We want to make sure we're taking care of you, Forrest.
Yes.
Well, I got to the summary page,
and then okay. So when you're on the summary page, or the first page, Seller Hub there, scroll down, and you'll notice everything.
Wait a minute. You're saying the first page? You mean the overview page?
Overview page. Sorry. Yeah. Overview.
Okay.
When
scroll
down, and under there's a box in the middle that says Selling Tools, and
yeah.
under there's a link. It says Manage My Store.
Okay, Manage Store, yep.
And then when you're on Manage Store, look to the left on the top. There's a box for store management. And the last link in that box is subscriber discounts.
Yeah, it says new, okay.
Now you click that and you'll see eBay shipping supplies on the next page.
Okay.
And just click see details and there's your code.
And there's a coupon.
There you go.
Okay. That
now, I admit, it's a little hidden.
Yeah, what's with that?
They didn't send out an email this time with it in. They always have before.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why that is. I mean, we all love to have that reminder. Not sure why you didn't get it.
Absolutely.
But just remember on the first...
I knew it was there, but I just couldn't find the stupid thing.
On the first day of every quarter, you can go and check it out. This one, today's code, if you have
okay.
it, will expire at the end of the year, and then the next day, immediately, there's a new code. So.
Yep. Yeah, I've used them all along and got lots of supplies that way, so.
Yeah, it's a great deal.
My second question is.
Sure.
I'm not a top-rated seller anymore due to your silly thing about, tracking information.
Mm-hmm.
But does free shipping and 60-day return raised me in search, even though I'm not a top-rated seller anymore?
So whether or not you're a top-rated seller does not change best match algorithm. So if you're not top-rated, it may give you a small push down in search. Probably not, though. Not very much.
Oh, okay. That's what I was kind of wondering.
Right. Yeah. It's not going to be a big impact. It would have to, there'd have to be other things. So we still look at, the most important things, which are relevance, price, make sure that people are finding what they're searching for is the most important thing. So Yeah, that doesn't have a big impact on your ranking in best match.
Okay. All right. I appreciate the help.
Well, it's our pleasure. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, bye. Forrest.
Thank you, Forrest. We appreciate it. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And if you can't call us for whatever reason, you can click on the Contact Us button. Yes. On the bottom of the eBay radio player, as Lil Jansen did from Deland, Florida. Mm-hmm. She's known on eBay as Lily's Loft. And she has a Griff question.
Oh, okay.
I leave feedback immediately after the buyer pays. Feedback page appears to have changed in the past couple of weeks and is no longer remembering my custom comment as in the previous version. Is there something I can do to get this back?
Well, I'm not sure I understand what you mean. So what do you mean by custom comment?
Okay.
That's important.
Could it be when you make a custom feedback comment? I think that's what she's talking
about.
Well,
because there's two things that could be in play here, and they're both separate issues. One is that if you are a premium or anchor store, I think those are the two requirements. You have access to automated feedback. And you can create 10 custom feedback responses that you can leave automatically upon buyer's payment. The other thing, though, what I suspect she may be talking about is that she used to type into the comment box the beginnings of a comment, and it would autofill. And that's a feature of your browser. So if you've recently cleared all of your browser history, it's possible that you have cleared out any of the
memories,
autofill memory. And if that's what you mean, if you mean when you go through and you, you start typing in it and your last custom comment shows up, because I use that a lot too when I'm leaving feedback as a buyer. But that's a browser function, not eBay. So at one point you may have either cleared your browser history or cache totally. And if that's the case, then autofill might have been cleared as well.
So what if she's talking about a custom comment that she has put in there?
I just said.
No, I mean to save. I mean, you said that depending on the kind of store you have,
you can automate your feedback so it leaves it automatically.
She may be talking about automated
and
feedback.
And I don't know. So if you have to go to your, if you're talking about the automated feedback, you need to go and check to see if it's, you've got the automatic feedback turned on if you have access to it. If you've downgraded from a premium to a basic store, you may have lost that. But I suspect that's not what she's talking about. It's my intuition is telling me she's talking about our autofill. You start typing in and it fills in automatically. And if that's the case, then that's a function of the browser.
And we've
eBay.
All had that happen to us before when cleaned our cache.
Cleaned the clock.
Yeah, so well, no, not really. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
That's it.
And we're always looking for interesting new eBay radio guests for Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to ebayradio.com and click past episodes to get to the eBay radio archives, then click on be a guest at the top of any archive page and fill out the application and we'll get back to you ASAP.
ASAPy.
Yeah, and tell us what you're going to talk about. You know, sometimes people just say, hi, my name is Bill and I want to be on the show.
Hi, my name is Bill and I want to be on the show.
What are you going to talk about, Bill?
Hi, I don't know what I want to talk about.
Well, please decide and then get back with us. We're very nice. We're patient, but only so much.
I don't think I have that.
And again, I want to mention we have a special email address for our contest winners. It's contest@voicemarketing.com.
Yeah.
So if you're one of our lucky winners, please send email to contest@voicemarketing.com.
Contest@voicemarketing.com.
Not contact us.
No.
Because we don't see that after the show.
We don't.
No, we don't.
You think we would, but we don't.
But we don't. Oh, let me see what else we have here for news. Blah, blah. So you're selling things now, right? You don't have your store on vacation or anything right now.
No, my store is open. I make about a sale a week, which is, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Right now,
because you're a caregiver to someone,
yeah.
You have to give give this treatment to Howie did you say 5 days a week?
Five nights a week. Yes.
He has dialysis and you are the nurse.
I am.
And so there you are in your home giving dialysis. You can't very well list on eBay.
I put on my orthopedics and my whites and my little hat and I'm Nurse Ratchet. And you better not mess with me. It would not be good to mess with Uncle Griff, the nurse. Nurse Griff.
And again, although I think you just mentioned this a little bit ago, eBay store subscribers, please note to take advantage of your eBay branded shipping supplies coupon.
Mm-hmm.
You go to My eBay, select Manage My Store, then select Subscriber Discounts, and click on the eBay Shipping Supplies coupon and copy the coupon code generated.
You got to do it.
Then you go to the eBay Shipping Supplies store at ebay.com/supplies. You paste in that coupon code at checkout.
You do that.
Coupons are for one-time use only. Griff, tell them what'll happen if they don't use it.
You lose it.
Period.
Couldn't be clearer.
That's right.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
Gina is on the line with us. Hi, Gina. What's your question or comment?
Hi, just one other question, Griff.
Sure.
Is there any way to pause a promotion, a sales event? You know, I went into, it's not promoted listings. I'm in the promotions thing trying to use the markdown. I don't see any way to pause it. I can only delete them.
Yeah, I don't think you can pause it. I think the only option is to stop it. Yeah. This open phone segment was brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Coming up next, our last segment, the closing segment of today's eBay radio show.
Now to list my latest haul of thrifted treasures. If only there was a way to identify them quickly and find out what they've sold for. I'm going to have to rub the tarnish off this silver urn to see the hallmark. Whoa, who are you?
I'm a genie, of course, and your wish is my command. In a word, worth point.
What?
You asked for a way to identify and value these items, right? Well, that would be worth point. They've got a whole encyclopedia of marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols, plus an ever-growing library of reference books. And WorthPoint's database of realized prices goes back 15 years. It's not just eBay sellers who swear by WorthPoint either. The IRS uses it to figure out the average homeowner's worth.
Wow.
WorthPoint is full of keyword-rich content to help you build one-of-a-kind listings with just a few clicks. It's almost like magic.
Where do I sign up?
For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com and put the magic of WorthPoint to work for you.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
How's your quality control button working? Early in my voiceover career, I recorded my first commercial in a new radio station. I proudly put it in the studio rack, and sure, there was one little tiny breath toward the end that sounded a little weird. But it's close enough, I thought. The memo from the boss read, "You are better than others, but you won't soar unless your spots are perfect. Do it over." Sad thing, I knew it before he heard it. There are professionals and there are the others. You want to be a professional. I knew it had a tiny glitch, but I didn't realize I was on the road to becoming another. Use your quality control button. It will serve you well.
This entrepreneurial tip was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 427.
There's always challenges when it comes to shipping for both new and experienced eBay sellers. Debbie Weider is known on eBay as top-rated seller, the Book Kiosk. She has this advice when it comes to using eBay shipping labels.
You want to use eBay shipping labels. You know, you want to print through because the tracking's uploaded automatically. So that's always a good tip. I buy my labels through BubbleFast. You know, you can get your shipping labels. You can use paper if you want, but when you use the shipping labels, it's just automatically everything's printed right on there. You don't have to copy and paste. You don't have to tape. Use eBay shipping labels.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
And today's closing segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship.
Well, you made it.
Yeah, I knew I would.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You taking anything?
Well, there's always your trusty Robo. So I got lots of Robitussin and Zudafed.
You don't have a sore throat, though.
It's not. It doesn't feel too sore.
If you ever get a sore throat when you're a radio announcer, there are two things to do. Well, three things, really. One is spray that stuff. I forgot what it's called.
It's called Chloraseptic.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That lasts for just a couple of minutes, and you can get through a segment.
Yeah.
Also, warm tea with a little honey in it really does work a little bit for you. And I drink cold water rather than warm when I'm on the air.
But you've left out the most important, the fourth one.
Which is?
Call in sick and let your co-host do the whole
show. That's it. That'll do it.
Yeah.
Do that on a Tuesday, would you? rather than a Thursday.
Oh, would you rather I did it on a...
Are you kidding? Because I have guests on Tuesday, so I
Oh,
could,
so it makes
you know,
it easier, yeah.
Makes it a little easier.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm just kidding you. We would make do.
You do fine. Yeah, I've listened to the shows. You guys are fine without me.
No,
you don't
we're
need
not.
Me.
No.
I'm
are you
just
kidding?
You're
the guy.
I'm like the appendix.
That's very sweet of you, but you're obviously the guy. So does it feel any different to be married?
Does it feel any different?
Mm-hmm.
No, but you know, I have to tell you that I was surprised about how, so, you know, I do low expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So when people would ask me about, are you excited about the weekend? I said, no, I'm not. I'm not excited at all.
It was so much fun.
And it was.
It was fun.
It was the most fun wedding ever been at.
It just wasn't, it wasn't a wedding where you keep saying, oh, how long is this going to go on?
Or this food is terrible, or this cake.
The food was delicious.
The food was great.
Everything was good. The theater.
It just, you know, I told Howie a long time ago that should we ever get married, my idea, because he asked, well, what would you want for a wedding? I said, well, I'm going to leave it up to you because I've been there and done that, so it's your turn. But if I had to say what my favorite wedding is, it's the wedding scene in Il Postino, the postman, the movie from the 80s, I think, or the 90s, I'm sorry. And it's one of the most beautiful, simple weddings. It's just, you know, all of the friends sitting outside of, on a piazza outside a trattoria in Italy, and it's set in Italy. I said, well, I won't get that, but that's fine. But whatever you plan, because he loves to plan, I'm sure we'll be fine. Well, it just, even from his hospital bed, planning all the stuff for the last week, it just all really worked. It all came together.
And having it in a theater was great. We could all see because it had theater seating.
I know, and it was appropriate since half of the wedding party are all community theater people.
Yeah.
Right? Oh. High drama.
Oh, the Fascinator. Did I mention the Fascinator ladies at
there
the beginning?
There was two Fascinators. Yeah.
Three Fascinators.
Three Fascinators.
Yeah.
Our friend Karen Rondeau made the most amazing cake with these little toppers that everyone couldn't stop talking about because it looks
like, exactly like the two of you.
And I have a little smirk, which I love.
Which is, you know, snarky.
Yeah, so it was great fun.
A little snark.
It was great. And people really enjoyed themselves. They had a great, and people mingled. So if you didn't know it, that's the other thing at weddings, you know, people like getting clannish and cliquish and staying at their own table and not talking anyway.
We must have picked the best table because there were so many interesting people at that table. Your old drummer from Boston. What's his name?
Tim Jackson.
Tim.
Yeah. His wife, Suzanne.
Suzanne was the singer.
Yeah.
Right. I met your barber.
Our barber was there. Yeah. Frank. Yeah.
Just a lot of interesting people.
You met Danelle and Pedro from my past.
Oh, and oh my God, Pedro. Pedro and I had so much in common.
Well, he's a great talker.
Yeah. Oh, he was fantastic.
Talker, yeah.
Yeah. He's from my grandmother's old neighborhood in the Bronx.
That's right.
We actually knew some of the same places.
That's true.
Very interesting people. And of course, the other woman was I saw a picture of you with her when you were about 4 years old.
Well, there's pictures of us at 1 year old, but I've known her longer than anyone else, you know, outside of my family, but.
So are we going to read these upcoming events?
I think we should.
Let's do it. You want me to start?
Yeah, because it's tonight, right?
Oh, why don't you do tonight's?
Tonight is October 24th. The Bay Area eBay Sellers Group meetup will happen here in eBay headquarters in San Jose. starts at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and it's an evening with Srini Rengasmi. He's the senior manager of Seller Platform and the Search Team of America. So, of America's
Eve. And you're going to be there, right? That's,
yeah,
that's
Brian,
your thing.
Brian Burke, myself, Alan from Community, we'll all be there.
Then on November 3rd, yeah, which is Friday, or next Friday, Steel City eBay, Amazon, and e-commerce sellers group meetup is going on in Homestead, Pennsylvania at the Eaton Park Restaurant from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. The topic, Q&A plus networking with your fellow sellers. Then November 11th.
November 11th is eBay Sellers in the Denver Metro Area meetup, and that'll start at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's a Saturday. It's at Perkins Restaurant and Bakery. I believe that's in Denver, Colorado, and it's holiday shopping and returns is the topic. And they ask that you please bring your ideas for the Christmas meetup.
The November 19th New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup, that's a Sunday, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Roundabout Diner Lounge in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The topic is the 2017 Fall Seller Update, and the special guest is Bobby Miller.
Coming up
from
to New England.
Yeah, known as Seacoast Bargain, of course.
And finally, Minnesota's online seller and eBay sellers group meetup will happen on November 19th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the RK Consulting and Sales Warehouse in Ham Lake, Minnesota. It'll be a product sourcing workshop. They'll be breaking down a random pallet of unmanifested goods from a major retailer. They'll be documenting, sorting, and grading and analyzing the overall value of all the goods on the pallet. They'll have coffee and snacks, but please bring a chair if you feel you need one.
This looks so interesting to me.
It does. We'll be live again on Thursday, October 26th for Ask Griffin Lee at 11 a.m. Join us then. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Somewhere in the future on the eBay space-time continuum.
There. That's today's sold items beamed out to their buyers. Now, let's get the robo-listers started on our latest case of liquidation goods from bulk.
What's in that case, boss?
Check bulk's manifest. It'll show you exactly what we bought.
Bulk sure makes it easy.
It wasn't always easy. Before bulk revolutionized product sourcing back in the 21st century, it was really hard. Sellers had to find major manufacturers who wanted to liquidate overstocked, returned, and open box merchandise all on their own. Most companies sold inventory by the truckload with no list or guarantee of what was included. And shipping, it costs more than your paycheck.
Bulk changed all that?
Thanks to Bulk, we can buy by the pallet or case with an itemized manifest and flat rate shipping. Now, enough ancient history. Let's check out those robo-listers.
Bulk.com, revolutionizing product sourcing for online sellers. BULQ.com.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
It's another ordinary day in eBay land. You're ready to pack and ship when suddenly the shipping monster strikes again. That hard-to-ship item just sold, but you're not sure how to pack it. You need a superhero to save the sale. You need Bubble Fest's Mark and Robin Levine, the superheroes of shipping. They can help you safely pack your most challenging items. They've got a super selection of everything you need to do the job right. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP.
Hello, Bubble Fast Hotline. How can I help you?
Mark and his Robin will get you on the way to shipping that impossible item fast. For more ways to tame the shipping monster, join Bubble Fast's Facebook group. Subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. And remember, their shipping hotline, 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. That's BubbleFast.com.